Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, two people heard the exact same phrase. Two people remember it the exact same way years later. Everyone else in the room insists nothing was said at all.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hello. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, we love to hear your real ghost stories. So if you've got one, share it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could become a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
Well, I am. It seems like a long time since we've been.
I know. What people don't know is that from the last episode posted to this episode posted, 2.5 weeks in between. And one new hip. Kathy had one trip out here, one trip home. And it's been a lot. So I got my new hip and it's my second one. Thank God I don't have another one.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Well, I keep teasing. I keep saying on the next hip, we're going to have it down.
No, no. These will last me for the rest of my life. It's like, it has been a lot. I had some weird complications with it and,
not with the hip necessarily.
Not with the hip. Yes, thank you.
That's been good. It's just some weird reactions to the medication.
Yeah, some serious kind of like adverse reaction to medication, pain meds. And so it made me really sick. So last night, Kathy's home now. My other sister came in to take another week shift. And so Sid is here. And yesterday, I started getting really sick again, which is when we figured out last night at the ER that they think it is an adverse reaction to tramadol. So, like, I was really, really, really sick. So, we go to the ER last night, and they've got one in town that's kind of awesome because it's not busy. So, we get there, there's nobody in the waiting room, not one person. I'm in an exam room within 10 minutes after walking in. So they do all these tests. So I'm lying on the thing and I'm in a gown, nothing on underneath it, just the gown. Well, I do have my pants on, just nothing on the top. So they're putting those things on where they're going to test your heart, you know, where they kind of stick them all over your chest, your belly. So I'm laying there naked. From the waist up, they're putting these things on me. And this guy nurse about right then goes, "Oh my God, you're that Carol Hughes from the radio." God. Like, my boobs are hanging out. And I'm like,
"Oh, say, no, I'm not. But I know her and she's beautiful and a really nice person.
She has a really great rack, I might add."
She's so smart. Like, she's just a genius.
She's everything. I only wish I was her. I know I sound like her, but that's just weird.
But it was so funny. I'm obsessed with her. Yeah.
I am like, they're attaching those electrodes or whatever they are all over me. And he's like, "Oh my God, you're that Carol Hughes." And then he's like, "I've listened to you forever. And then I was so mad when you got fired and all this stuff." It was so funny. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so weird."
Sometimes you just think, how does life bring me to this moment?
To him, in his job, that was a total normal part of his job. he's putting electrodes on a woman whose boobs are hanging out and everything. And then,
and all of a sudden he's a little,
oh my God,
smacked by, you know.
And then he like, so I do part-time stuff at a local station here. So he apparently loves that station. And then he's like, oh my God, I listen to the news station all the time. So then I had to text my boss today there. And I'm like, oh, by the way, we got a listener. But it was so funny because I'm like, I think that for him, he's funny. Just doing his thing. He doesn't even think like Carol Hughes' boobs are hanging out right now.
That is so funny. God.
So, yeah. So once I have stopped taking that medication, I do feel better today. But it apparently has a long half-life and it stays in your system. It could be another 3 or 4 days.
Well, and I don't. But let this be a public service announcement to people. You know, sometimes it's you just have to do this little sleuthing thing.
Yeah. It was weird.
As y'all know, to kind of figure out what's wrong. And, you know, we were throwing out all these different ideas. But this one makes the most sense.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons. But sometimes it's, you know, it's something that hasn't occurred to you. Like, because you think a doctor's going to give you medication. It's what you need to take. And you do. And so just be aware that sometimes what you've, you know, what's going on can feel a little bit outside of the box of a normal, like you would think of as an adverse reaction. Because these were kind of strange.
It was strange reaction. And it really presented as an infection, which is really scary when you have basically... At that time, well, because this it wasn't just last night at the ER. There's doctor's visits and CT scans and all this shit last week trying to figure it out. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. And then it got better. I'm thinking the antibiotics made it better. So I started taking the tramadol again. And so that's the key to the whole thing. I was getting better, but I started taking it again and got sick again. So I think that's how they were able to come up with that last night. But it presented as an infection. I was feverish and very, very, very sick. But it presented like an infection, which is the last thing you want when you have a huge incision on your hip.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So it was just this crazy thing. And I'm just hoping is what it was. And I don't feel that feeling again because I never want to feel like that again. It was just horrible.
Yeah, it was just intensely, you just feel not well at all.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, and it was hard for you to even explain it.
Yeah, because I kind of felt fluish, but I would be burning up and then my entire body was shaking, like that kind of sickness. And I'm like, what is happening? There's got to be something. So it was good. I went last night. I'm glad I did. My doctor had told me if it got worse to go to the ER. Well, it did. And so I went to the ER where the guy was all excited to see me. All of me. Oh, it was kind of funny. So let's talk about this story. I think this one is kind of interesting because it's interesting how some people might hear something and other people right there, nothing at all. So this says, my grandson brought this story up again a few weeks ago, and my wife finally told me, why don't you just send that in to one of those ghost people you're always listening to? So here I am.
That's us.
This happened about 5 years ago. It still gives me a strange feeling every time I think about it. Not because it was terrifying, but because I genuinely don't know what my grandson and I heard that afternoon. My wife and I were watching our two grandkids for the day while our daughter and son-in-law were out of town for a school event. Our grandson was around 10 or 11 at the time. Our granddaughter had just turned 2. The age gap between them made the day entertaining all by itself because he was at that age where he wanted to act grown up constantly while she followed everybody around talking nonstop in complete baby gibberish. It was just a normal Saturday afternoon. My wife was sitting in the living room with a baby flipping through picture books while I was helping my grandson build a model airplane at the dining room table. The rooms connect openly, so we were all within 10 feet of each other the entire time. There wasn't much noise beside the baby talking to herself while turning pages. I remember it being bright outside, sunlight through the windows, nice weather, nothing spooky or unusual. Then all at once, we heard a voice say, "Don't open it." It's a really weird thing to hear. It was loud enough that both my grandson and I immediately stopped what we were doing and looked at each other. The voice sounded exactly like my granddaughter's tiny little voice, except somehow older at the same time. I know that probably makes no sense, but it honestly sounded like an adult speaking through her voice. The second it happened, my grandson looked right at me and said, "Did she just say that?" That was the part that still sticks with me. Neither of us reacted like we'd heard some random noise. We both reacted like someone had very clearly spoken. I asked him what he had heard before I said anything else because I didn't want to accidentally influence him. And without hesitating, he said, "She said don't open it." At that point, I honestly got excited for a second because I thought maybe the baby had somehow suddenly strung together her first real sentence. So I walked into the living room, asked my wife, "What did she just say?" And my wife looked completely confused and said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "The baby, what did she say?" She didn't say anything, my wife told me. She's been sitting right here the whole time. I asked her again because by then my skin was crawling. And I said, "You really didn't hear it?" Now she was getting irritated because she thought I was messing with her. And she said she didn't hear anything. The weirdest part was the baby never reacted at all. She kept flipping through the book, talking in her normal little baby voice like nothing had happened. I sat back down beside my grandson, quietly asked him again what he heard. He repeated the exact same phrase, then told me something that honestly bothered me even more. He said it sounded like his sister's voice, but wrong. That was the word he used, wrong. And honestly, that's probably the best description for it, because the voice didn't sound like it came from the living room exactly. It sounded close, like it filled the air around us. It also didn't sound playful or random. It kind of sounded urgent, like whoever said it meant it. The rest of the afternoon felt off after that. My grandson got unusually quiet and stayed close to me for most of the evening. At one point later on, he asked me what I thought the voice meant, and I told him I honestly had no idea. So that night after the kids went home, I was locking up the house before bed when I noticed the basement door was cracked open slightly. That door was almost always shut because the stairs were steep and we didn't want the little ones getting near them. Maybe somebody accidentally left it open earlier that day. That's completely possible. But the second I noticed it, I immediately thought about that voice saying, "Don't open it." I remember standing there, staring at that small crack in the door for several seconds and suddenly getting a strange wave of dizziness. And for whatever reason, I didn't open it. I reached over, shut the door, locked it, went upstairs. Nothing else happened after that, and honestly, that's part of why this has bothered me for years. There was no haunted basement, no shadow figure, no dramatic ending to the story. It was just one impossible moment in the middle of an otherwise completely normal afternoon. But every once in a while, I bring it up to my grandson because I want to see if his memory changes over time, and it never does. And a couple months ago, I asked him if he remembered that weird thing with your sister when we were building the airplane. And before I even finished the sentence, he said, "The voice." Then he said the exact same phrase, "Don't open it." Whatever we heard that afternoon felt real. And for whatever reason, only the two of us heard it. Love the show, guys. My wife still rolls her eyes every time I've got a paranormal podcast playing out in the garage. But even she admits this one was strange. Take care, Mike. Isn't that interesting?
Man, I've
never heard something quite like that.
Okay. I don't really have a good explanation for this because, you know, it's weird to me that the wife didn't hear anything at all, but the other two, like, why the selective, you know, these two did and these two didn't, like, the two-year-old just was playing. She didn't seem to, you know, have
didn't faze
anything
her.
Jolt her at all. The grandmother, nothing, didn't have anything there. The grandfather and the grandson both hear this thing, and it bothered both of them enough that the grandson, even to this day, says, "Oh yeah, that was weird," which is very... I don't know. It's very offsetting. I'm trying to figure out.
But it feels like a warning, obviously.
It does.
Because that one time I had that weird voice in my car saying, "Speed up." That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, and I do believe that sometimes we can, like, I've brought this up before. I just have this feeling that there's this weird thing of this kind of, if you can meditate, it's like meditation kind of feeling where you can zone in, get yourself on the same frequency as someone else, as other people, and maybe you can hear their thoughts, right? And so you may hear a voice. And that's why I said this happens a lot when you're just kind of doing rote nothing stuff. You think you hear somebody say something and you turn around and you go, well, wait a minute, where did that come? But this is different than that on a couple levels. One is two people hear it, so they would both have to be zoned into the same weird frequency. And the third thing is it's weirdly the daughter's voice. And a daughter that can't make complete sentences yet.
Well, and to the point, like, Grandpa was like, is that her first complete sentence? Don't open it. That was the last complete sentence I would want, would be my granddaughter saying something creepy, like, you know, out of The Exorcist.
Right. And so that's why it really has me thrown. I would tend to gravitate like you, that maybe there's a guardian spirit that's there to help, you know, guide and direct you so you don't get in a car accident or something, or, you know, or like my idea that you could get on the same wavelength as someone and hear a thought.
Yeah, perhaps.
That they had. And it sounds loud, right?
But he did have that thing with the basement door, you know, that it was open a little.
And then there's the one more thing, which is the basement door. So when you, and he could have, like he said, maybe it got accidentally left open. I would be surprised if it did. As a grandparent, right? You're always very aware of things that.
Oh, hell
are,
yeah. You're, you know, safety proof in your house all the time. Child proof. Right. And
you're always thinking, especially if you have stairs. I had stairs when my kids were little. And man, it was like a thing with me. First thing in the morning, I'm checking to make sure the door to the basement's shut. It's just always a thing. You just are always worried about that. So it's weird it would say the same thing as he thought. And then when he saw it, he even felt a physical reaction about it.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's a paranormal thing. It feels like they were trying to let him know maybe that the door was open.
Yeah, that you might know? Be the whole thing. Like, the basement door is open. And I mean, it would have been better if the spirit could have said, the basement door is open.
Yeah.
And then they could have been like, oh, let me go get that. Instead, they said something cryptic. And
in the two-year-old's voice, which is really creepy, but
you really don't want Satan saying it either.
If you're going to react, you're going to react because one of the kids says something. You will respond to it immediately. Right? We might blow off a lot of things, but if my granddaughter says to me, you know, shut the door or whatever, I'm going to jump and look and see what's going on. Right? So it's weird. It's almost like they use the granddaughter's voice to get their attention, but it's weird. It got those two, but not the grandmother.
Yeah. Cause I mean, maybe if you're like an entity, you're some kind of guardian spirit, you only got a minute. It's like, how do I get this out? If I use her voice, it's like, I tried to go, the basement door is open and I couldn't get it. All that I could get was don't open it.
Yeah.
Because maybe you don't have, you know, it might be a lot harder than what one thinks to just put a message out into the universe for somebody.
Absolutely. We have no clue what it takes to do these sorts of things to get our attention, because we seem to be very preoccupied in this world.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's either that or it's a reaction to tramadol. I'm not sure.
Don't ever mention that again to me.
Okay.
I just had to do it this once. I've got it still sitting on my kitchen counter, and I walk by it, and every time I look at the bottle, my stomach's like, whoa. Well, let's go to a phone call.
Hi, this is Rocio, and I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona. So I'm going to tell you guys my most current paranormal experience. One time, my brother and I were outside. We were just talking about random things. Usually, we would go and debate about just God and things like that. It was in July here in Tucson. It was dry heat, no wind. And all of a sudden, there was like a cold wind that came out of nowhere. All I remember is looking back and feeling the breeze. It was really, really cold. And hearing the rustling of the leaves. And I heard footsteps coming towards my way. So I turned to my brother and asked him, did you hear the footsteps? And he said, no, but I could feel the cold wind. When suddenly the door to the kitchen just swung open, like if somebody would to like bust in the house really angry. My first thought was, okay, maybe my kid's dad did it or one of the kids. So I went inside the house. The first thing I did was look at go into the kid's room. They were both sleeping. And the kid's dad was passed out drunk. So I know it wasn't him. So we tried to wake him up and we asked him if he had opened the door. And of course, no, he was sleeping. So we went back over to the kitchen and there was no wind, nothing. Nobody was in the house. It was just us. The interesting thing about that is after that happened, the relationship between my kid's father and I got really, really bad. He has a problem with drinking and he became more violent. It got to the point where I could not handle being there anymore. And I moved out and went back to my parents. So I have a feeling that whatever went in there was actually there to make me run because I had been dealing with this relationship for 14 years and I was unable to break away from it. So whether it was a negative entity or not, it just made things worse. Now I'm at my parents' house and my kids are with me. We're safe. We don't have to deal with the crazy anger. But I will call in and tell you guys more stories. Have a good one.
Man, I am so glad she's out of that relationship.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was my thought. I don't know what that was that happened, but it does seem like it was something that was pushing her and saying, you know, I guess we can take this at face value and say, when a door opens.
Right. Like literally.
Like literally walk through it. Right. I don't know how it could be any more just in your face than that. A while back, I had that happen in my house. I know I've told this story before, but where I had this one bedroom that I just used for like keeping craft stuff in and ironing and things like that. But I always kept it closed. And I walked down the hall and it's open. And I thought, well, okay, maybe I did it, you know, and then it did it again. And I know I've mentioned this before. And then that night I get up and I go to the bathroom. It's open again. I kept shutting it and it opened. And then finally that occurred to me too. I thought, okay, a door is opening. Is it trying to tell me something, like to do something different? And you know, it's funny, but I did. I started looking at opportunities and I ended up kind of drastically changing my life shortly thereafter. And so I have a feeling this might be your guardian looking out for you, saying you've got to get out of this relationship. And I think good things are on the horizon. I think you did what you needed to do to get out of that bad situation. And it just goes up from here.
And, you know, she did say that it got worse after that happened. But sometimes I think you can get used to living with something that's bad. You know, like that was a really bad situation they were in.
Right.
And she doesn't know how to get out. But this escalated it to the point where she had to. And yeah. It might have saved her life. It might have saved her kids, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, it might have just been the seed
mm-hmm.
that really needed. Made her think, you know, if she's got to walk into the house and, you know, try to wake up this guy who's drunk and passed out again for the umpteenth time and whatever, you know, it might have just been the thing that made her stop and really start thinking about this. And then she maybe started pushing back. I'm mm-hmm. like, no. It's not going to be this way anymore, which of course would make things worse with him.
Oh,
for a
God,
while.
Yes.
Right? Because
yes.
She might have been like, you know what? No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to take this. So good for her. And like I said, I kind of feel like something did happen. There was a change that came through that night.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was interesting. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we think you should share it with us. So call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. That could all be yours. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And thank you for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.